This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Today, looking at the law is looking back in time to July 4th, 1876. The state of Indiana charged that on or about the 4th day of July, Henry Ruge did then and there sell unlawfully one gill of intoxicating liquor to one Merrill Davidson for the price of 10 cents, the 4th of July being then and there a legal holiday. A gill, by the way, is a quarter of a pint. Henry moved to quash the indictment on the grounds that while the 4th of July was clearly a holiday, it was not a legal holiday. And in fact, selling intoxicating liquor on the 4th of July was not outlawed in Indiana until a year later. And as if that wasn't enough, the court added that the words on or about the 4th of July were also fatal to the indictment, since time was of the essence. And if Henry had the gall to sell a gill on the 4th, that may have been improper, but selling a fourth of a fifth on a day other than the 4th would have been perfectly legal. So the court quashed the indictment, and Henry, who sold a gill for a dime, did no time, finding freedom on the 4th of July. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.